this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest medium center-cut bacon in the industry at FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Good morning and welcome to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Glad to have you guys with us. The one and only Matt Locke is not here. He's out and about. He's moving. He's moving from Indiana to Texas, kids. He's not the only one. A lot of people are doing that. Well, that's what he's doing. He's moving his family down, getting closer to the great. You know, that's how you get closer to God in this country. You move to Texas, which is God's country. So Matt's moving. He'll be back later on this week once he gets moved down here successfully and safely. Until then, you got me, Chris X. I would say I'm flying solo, but I'm not. I'm just riding in the passenger seat. The guy flying the mothership is that guy right there, for those of you watching on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page. That would be Ron Phillips, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate. How's that sound when there's a little sounder? It makes a little
That's
noise.
Right. Here it is.
Sexual Chocolate!
That's who's flying the mothership, kids. That is who's flying Sexual Chocolate, a.k.a. Ron Phillips. He's also getting you lined up. If you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel this morning, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. If you want to get in, that's how you do it. Just jump on the phone. Give us a call. We'll be happy to have you. We've got a lot to cover on the program. A lot of you know that I filled in earlier on a local station and did a morning show, and I covered some stuff, but we had so many darn phone calls, I didn't get into all the good stuff. So guess what you get today on the Conservative Cartel? The good stuff. Darn straight you do. All right, so let's get rolling. Before we do get rolling, I do want to mention Patriot Mobile, a great company, great organization. You want to get a discount? Well, not really a discount. You get your activation fee waived if you're ready to move over to Patriot Mobile. Type in cartel. It's the phone number is 1-800-A-PATRIOT, or I think it's patriotmobile.com. You can type in cartel, and you get a $30 fee waived. They donate to conservative causes. That is enough to get my business right there. What a concept. A company that donates to conservative causes instead of running from them, like, say, Yeti. Or what was it? Citibank or Bank of America? One of those banks that was running. They're all scared of guns now. We're all scared of guns. Guns.
Hey, Chris, they've got a special going on right now, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, absolutely. They're offering a Samsung Galaxy S5 phone for a penny a month when you sign up today. And be sure to use cartel when you sign up and get your activation fee waived.
There you go. I thought they weren't doing that until May. They're doing that already?
Yeah, that's what it is right here. It says as of right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
They're going to be at the 2018 NRA convention.
Oh, that's
May
next
the 4th
week.
Here in Dallas. That's right. May the 4th through the 6th. They're in booth 137. If you're out there, be sure to stop by and see them.
And there you go. Once again, Patriot Mobile, they're the ones who donate to conservative causes. So make sure if you're up for a contract renewal on your phone service, you better go check out Patriot
that penny,
Mobile.
That penny a month is in May.
Okay. It's in May. Okay. May. Well, you know what? If you ask them nicely, they may do it. I don't know. I'm just saying. You just go talk to them. Tell them the cartel referred you. There's no telling what you might get. You may get run out of there. I'll just say that. If you tell them Sexual Chocolate sent you, they're going to look at you funny. That's what I'm saying. All right, Patriot Mobile. They do make sure they do great things and make sure that you do donate to Patriot Mobile. You don't have to donate. You're getting a service. But they donate to great causes. So I encourage you to go check them out. 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile hotline. All right, on today's program, we've got a ton to cover. We've got James Comey in his book. He conceded that when the FBI launched its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, the agency didn't even believe career prosecutors at the Justice Department would move on the case. He was right, wasn't he? We've also got Democrats very confident. Nancy Pelosi saying they're ready to win. She didn't say if we win. She said when we win in November, they're going to push amnesty. for illegals, they're going to push gun control, and they're going to raise your taxes. Oh, I had a heated debate with a guy this morning on that other show about the difference between Democrats and Republicans. He said they're all the same. You're being played. You're being played. I tried to explain the difference, and then I think he got a little dishonest with me. He told me he didn't get a tax cut. Pretty much everyone who has a job got a tax cut. So, but that's, once again, he obviously skewed towards Democrats calling in on the conservative talk program. So there's that. We have an update. It turns out Donald Trump was right when we were reading his Twitter the other day. A Pakistani, a story of a Pakistani guy, IT worker, laptop with Debbie Wasserman Schultz initials on it, and a phone booth. That's right. We're talking about Imran Awan. We talked about him on a previous show. Yeah, well, we're finding out a little bit more information. He is a Pakistani mystery man, and him and his family had access to over 40 Democrat Congress people, okay? And then, oddly enough, right about that time, remember when Debbie Wasserman Schultz was the head of the DNC? And remember when their computers got hacked? And remember when they screwed Bernie Sanders to keep him from getting the nomination? Yeah! Well, a laptop was left in this little phone booth area. Capitol Hill police picked it up. Had her initials on it. She went back and threatened them to give it to them. You are not allowed to look at this. You are not authorized to access that data. She threatened them. There will be consequences. Well, that changed after Mr. Awan's wife split to Pakistan with $12,000 in her suitcase. They wired hundreds of thousands of dollars to Pakistan as well. Turns out none of the family who were IT aides went through a background check. One of them had a bankruptcy. They had bank fraud and mortgage fraud going on. One of them was fired from his job as a manager at McDonald's. And they had previous convictions for domestic abuse, spousal abuse, that kind of stuff. No big deal. Who does it, right? Well, on the Democrat side, well, unfortunately, that's entirely too often. We'll get to that as well. Also, we've got that caravan of migrants. You know, the big caravan they were talking about? It looks like it's made its way to the border of California, trying to cross at least remnants of it. We've also got three more Border Patrol agents assaulted in South Texas. If you want to get in and join us here on today's program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. That is 202-866-7466. Let's get right to Nancy Pelosi. I want to start off with this. Nancy Pelosi is very confident. She's the House Minority Leader. By the way, guess what happens if they do take back the House? Dun, dun, dun. We get Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House again. That was so great the first time, right? It was terrible. She predicted yesterday that Democrats will take back the House and immediately push for amnesty for so-called Dreamers and more gun control legislation. They've already told us they're going to raise taxes. They're going to get rid of that tax cut, which is... I was arguing with the guy this morning, or debating, we had a healthy debate, about this tax cut that we got. He's like, well, I didn't get one. He didn't get one. I was like, okay. And he says, let me keep it real. He tried to keep it real with me and then didn't want to let me talk. That's always keeping it real. When you have a debate with someone, you engage in a healthy, articulate debate, and then you don't want to let them speak. So there was that. But then he was talking about, you know, the Republicans and Democrats are the same, and if they were any different, they would have already made those tax cuts permanent. Well, they're working towards doing that. I know Ted Cruz wants to have it done immediately. Well, there are other Republicans involved, and I think they keep pushing it back. I think they're trying to push it up on the midterms so they can use that as leverage to, you know, try to ensure their reelection. Well, he said, but they didn't do it. Therefore, there's no difference. There's no difference between Republicans and Democrats, except that Nancy Pelosi says we'll immediately push for amnesty, more gun control legislation, and raising your taxes. She said, when we win and we take over in January, some of the issues that will come up soon are some of the issues that we're asking the speaker to do right now. She said this at a Georgetown University event. She then said Democrats are set to push gun violence legislation. You know what that means, kids. Background checks legislation, in addition to legislation on the Dreamers. Certainly, that will be among the things we will do right away, she continued. How old is Nancy Pelosi? She also suggested that Democrats would revisit President Donald Trump's tax cuts and push an infrastructure bill to build the infrastructure of America. Housing, schools, bridges, water, not a wall. She's not going to build a wall. Trump's going to build a wall. She also spoke about the building of the country's human infrastructure, including education and health care for young people and pension securities for their families. She said Democrats will run on fairness and justice and tell voters that Republicans in Congress have been there longer than President Donald Trump and are worse on issues left-wing activists care about, like gun control, climate change, amnesty. So if the Democrats do take back the House, Pelosi will, well, not be a shoo-in to become Speaker again. After Democrat Connor Lamb's victory in Pennsylvania in the special election, numerous Democrats across the country have distanced themselves from Pelosi, with many top left-wing candidates, even in her home state, refusing to go on the record to voice their support for Pelosi. Well, no, they're going to wait till after they take back power. Of course they're waiting. Pelosi, though, is relying on her fundraising ability and ability to vote count, their skills in vote counting, to regain her speakership if she takes back the House in November. So what do you think, guys? I have heard a lot of different theories about what's going to happen in the midterms. We've heard Rush Limbaugh says he believes Republicans are going to maintain the House and the Senate. I've heard a lot. Of course, you watch the lamestream media. No chance. They have no chance of taking back the House. They have no chance of winning. Republicans are going to lose. Historically speaking, this is where the opposition party, who controls the White House, ends up taking back seats. That's how it happened during the Clinton administration, the Obama administration. Historically speaking, that's what happens. Of course, we are in strange times, kids. It's a different world now. We're in the Trumpocalypse. And it's hard to predict what's going to happen in a Trumpocalypse. Do you think the Democrats are going to take back the House or the Senate? I don't think they'll get the Senate. I think they possibly could get the House. What do you think? 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile hotline. If you want to join us, that is 202-866-7466. I fear that they may do this. I don't know if they're going to, and I hope they don't. But if they do, that would be really bad. They've already brought up articles of impeachment, what, 2-3 times? What do you think is going to happen if they take back the House? They're already obstructionist, slow-walking all of the nominees that Donald Trump has nominated for different cabinet positions or what have you. They're slow-walking it. At this rate, it's going to be 9 years before they get them all confirmed. How well do you think things would go if they took back the House? You think they're going to jump right in and make things better? Because whenever Democrats are in charge, it's always better, right? Well, except for unemployment, except for the economy, except for everything. It's better for illegal immigrants. That's for damn sure. And they've made that one of their top priorities. They're not going to build a wall. They want to take away your guns, but they don't want to put up a wall on our southern border to stop illegals from bringing guns across that border into our country. Isn't that interesting? And if you confront them, they say, we build bridges, not walls. Then there's no bridge to Nancy Pelosi's house or Chuck Schumer. I don't see any bridges. All I see is walls. Wall. We're going to build a big, beautiful wall. All right, don't go away. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Ron Sexual Chocolate Phillips. That's right, Matlock is out. He'll be back later this week. If you want to join us on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 24 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Ron Phillips. What? Sexual Chocolate has replaced Matt Locke. Look at that. What about that, Ron? You ready? You ready to step up and take this thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard more confidence.
That was
confidence.
A solid response, wasn't it?
That was, dude, it was confidence. 100%. No, we're just kidding. Matt Locke is out. He is up in Indiana way. He is moving back down to Texas. He'll be back by the end of the week. We'll be glad to have Matt back. Until then, well, you got me flying solo, kind of. Actually, Ron's flying the mothership. I am simply riding along. By the way, before we get back to this, our thoughts and prayers go out with a couple of Dallas police officers and an innocent person that was shot yesterday. I don't know, Ron, have you got the recent update? It was pretty bad with the two police officers that were shot, but I have not heard the latest.
There was a male police officer who was shot in the back of the head, a female police officer shot in the face. I'm not sure about the other person that got shot. I do know that both of the police officers are basically clinging to life right now. I'll see if I can find out more information okay. and see where they're at.
Keep us posted. I know you guys are listening on 1160 AM. That's over in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and, of course, our heroes, which we will be honoring here in the next segment. But once again, it's – and I don't know the story why this happened. I have no idea what the hell occurred and why this shooting has happened. I think they have caught the perpetrator. There was a car chase.
They did. They caught him.
They caught him after the car chase. So, okay. So they caught the perpetrator. Ron can give us the details here a little bit later, but once again, we're our thoughts and prayers are with these police officers and, of course, the bystander who was shot as well. What the hell is wrong with people? Can you imagine trying to be a police officer in this day and age? I can't even fathom it. Trying to be a cop. The thing is, there was two cops shot, was it last week or earlier this week? I can't even keep up. It happens. There's another police officer. As I was reading earlier, there was a sheriff's deputy who got shot, and then they stole his car. There's so many. Yeah, one of the police officers I was looking at just a couple hours ago said one police officer is in grave condition and the other is critical after that Home Depot shooting. It was at a Home Depot. Once again, the officers are identified by officials as Crystal Almeida and Rogelio Santander. They were shot yesterday. They said they're fighting for their life, and Almeida was surprising doctors. So it's going to be tough, and we'll see what happens. A civilian was severely injured in the shooting but is in good condition. So the civilian, they're saying, was a loss prevention officer who worked at the hardware store. So the suspected gunman, 29-year-old Armando Juarez, was arrested after a five-hour manhunt that involved a high-speed chase in downtown Dallas. He faces multiple counts of aggravated assault on a police officer. Really? How about attempted murder? He's got that felony warrant, and I'm sure there will be more charges brought out. We'll keep you posted if we hear anything, and I'm just, once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to them. I do not get this. And we saw this really rise during the last administration when you had the president saying the police acted stupidly, and he was siding with groups like, Black Lives Matter. And if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Trayvon was a thug, okay? Not because of the color of his skin, because he liked to beat people up to watch them bleed. He liked to fight. He liked to steal. He was a little criminal. And he got himself shot and killed because he attacked a dude that had a gun. Here, newsflash, if you attack a dude that has a gun, you might get killed. And that's what happened to him. He was a 17-year-old idiot kid. And he was a criminal. But Barack Obama, of course, did like he always did. He sided with criminals. I don't know why, because I don't, for the most part, other than his drug past, I don't think Barack Obama was a criminal. But he sided, I'm sorry. He was a Marxist socialist type leader. All right, don't go away. Let's take a break. We're going to come back, honor the heroes. If you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel, it's 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile hotline.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid allegations of workplace misconduct by the president's nominee to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the Senate's top Republican says,
I'm waiting to hear from both Chairman Isaacson and from the administration what they believe the way forward should be.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell referring to the chairman of the committee that was going to be holding a confirmation hearing for Ronnie Jackson today, but has since canceled it. President Trump has signaled that Jackson is free to drop out of consideration, but so far, Jackson's not done so. The president's travel ban getting some scrutiny from the U.S. Supreme Court, as justices today will hear oral arguments in the case. The ban prevents people from what President Trump calls high-risk nations from entering the United States. Those challenging the order argue it discriminates against Muslims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
And straight it is. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is out. He'll be back in a few days. He's moving from Indiana to the great state of Texas. So he's packing things up and he's heading down south. Kind of west. So he's heading our way. He'll be back here in a few days. Until then, I've got the hosting duties along with my co-pilot, Okay, he's the pilot. He's flying the mothership. That would be Ron Phillips, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate. Glad to have him flying that that mothership. And, you know, this is the time every Wednesday we like to honor our heroes. And we have a couple of heroes clinging to life in Dallas that were attacked by some monster. We're seeing this, unfortunately, entirely too often. Well, here at the Conservative Cartel, we do honor our heroes. Today we're honoring Captain Mark Weber. He died on March 15th, 2018, serving during Operation Inherent Resolve. He was 29 years old from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he died on the 15th when an HH-60 Pavehawk helicopter crashed in western Iraq. Weber was assigned to the 38th Rescue Squadron at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. He was one of seven airmen who were killed when their Pavehawk helicopter crashed in western Iraq. The airmen were deployed in support of Operation Inherent Resolve. They belonged to three different units, the 38th Rescue Squadron at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia, the 106th Rescue Wing of the New York National Guard, and the Air Force Reserve's 308th Rescue Squadron at Patrick Air Force Base in Florida. Once again, Captain Mark Weber died serving this country honorably, and he has all of our thoughts and our prayers and our thanks for your service. We would not be allowed to do what we do. Captain Mark Weber, thank you so much, and thank your family and everyone who was involved for making you such a fine hero who served this country proudly and admirably, and we can't give you enough thanks. So today we honor our heroes. Today it is Captain Mark Weber, and really all of the heroes, but in particular Captain Mark Weber today. Once again, died on March 15th. 29 years old. He was way too young. Godspeed, sir. Rest in peace. All right, as we go through, this is one of the reasons why we, you know, I like to have a little fun on the program, as you know, but we also like to be serious. We talk about serious things. Our country is in a serious ideological battle. You got roughly between 45 and 50% of our country who thinks we should move in a socialist-type direction, who think we should have open borders and allow anyone who wants to come across the border illegally to just come on in and get all of the benefits. Don't worry, your tax dollars will pay for it. And then we have the rest of us who think, wait a minute, why do you get to dictate where my tax dollars go? Why do you determine they're going to go to people who aren't even here legally? And it bothers us. Why do we get our tax dollars that go and pay for criminals? And I'm talking about certain criminals that might be in office. One of them would be somebody like, I don't know, Hillary Clinton. But don't worry, the FBI, they would never prosecute her, right? That's what James Comey told us. If you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. Former FBI Director James Comey has conceded in his new book that when the FBI launched its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, the agency did not believe career prosecutors at the Justice Department would even move on the case. He may be right. In the book titled A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, that middle one I think Comey's familiar with, Comey claims the FBI was not going to prejudge the result, yet he immediately admits that they did just that. Once again, this is the guy who acquitted Hillary of any wrongdoing before the investigation. Comey writes in his book, which I know very few people are reading, so I'll give you an excerpt here. So although we were not going to prejudge the result, we started the Clinton investigation aware that it was unlikely to be a case that the career prosecutors at the Department of Justice would prosecute. That might change, of course, if we could find a smoking gun email where someone in government told Secretary Clinton not to do what she was doing. Or if we could prove she obstructed justice. Or if she, like Petraeus, lied to us during an interview. Comey's justification for prejudging the Clinton email case was to compare her to General David Petraeus, who pleaded guilty to one charge of mishandling classified information after he was accused of providing classified material to his official biographer while he served as CIA director. So let me get this right. The director of the FBI says lying. The only way you're going to get charged about releasing classified materials is if you lied about it, if you knew what was wrong. That's not how it works, Mr. Comey, and you know that. You're a lying scumbag. And to think for one second that she didn't know that her private email server that was not secured and got hacked who knows how many times, to think that when investigators came to her and asked for those emails and she immediately deleted them and put bleach bit on the computer to try to keep anyone from finding them, you're telling me she didn't know what she was doing was wrong? Why do you think she had a private server? She didn't want any of you knowing what she was doing. And she didn't want a Freedom of Information request to go through and get that information. So that's why she did it. There's no, yeah, you know, average, most people, I mean, when you know you're doing the right, you take out all devices, you know, Blackberries or iPhones or iPads, and you smash them with hammers before the State Department or the Justice Department can look at them. Yeah, nothing says innocence like that. Friggin' clowns. You're a friggin' lying clown, Comey. You're a Clintonista from way back, and we know it. Comey writes in the book, despite the endless drumbeat in the conservative media filled with exaggerated scandals and breathless revelations of little practical import, I went Stormy Daniels on you. Hillary Clinton's case, at least far as we knew at the start, did not appear to come anywhere near General Petraeus's in the volume and classification level of material mishandled. Yeah, he didn't delete 33,000 emails. You're absolutely right. Although she seemed to be using an unclassified system for some classified topics, everyone she emailed appeared to have both the appropriate clearance and legitimate need to know the information, except it wasn't secure, and it ended up on a dude named Wiener's laptop while he was sexting teenage girls. But once again, no, don't worry about it. Comey does not explain how the FBI could know at the start of the probe that Clinton's case did not come anywhere near General Petraeus's, because they, well, acquitted her before the investigation. He made similar claims when he was on ABC News show with George Stephanopoulos ahead of the release of his memoir. During the interview, he said, they'll prosecute cases like David Petraeus, but they're very unlikely to prosecute a case unless you can show the person, like Petraeus, clearly knew they were doing something that they shouldn't do. How many years has Hillary Clinton been in Washington? Didn't she serve as a senator? Wasn't she the First Lady of the United States for two terms? You don't think she knew what she was doing? She was Secretary of State. You know, Mr. Comey, there are times in this world where you don't go full retard. Unfortunately,
everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
That's why his book is bombing, no one believes him, and you're a joke. The only people that believe him are partisan hacks on the left. They're the only ones. She had an illegal homebrew server, I think in a bathroom or closet somewhere. And then they tried to destroy any evidence of it, so you and I wouldn't know anything about it. But according to him, a guy who worked for the Clintons, by the way, that she didn't know what she was doing. You ever heard that term, ignorance of the law is no excuse? So, Mr. Comey, you're saying if she went and murdered somebody and didn't know it was illegal, that would be okay, too? You're a friggin' slap nut, Comey. You're not an altar boy. You're a partisan hack. You're a Clintonista. You're a schmuck. You went and complained about getting fired from your job. You should have been fired long ago. Because now we are learning it is not Donald Trump that has destroyed the reputation of the FBI. It is you and Andrew McCabe and Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. Can we keep going? You people are clowns. I'm furious about this because, once again, this is where we are. This dude should be prosecuted. He's the one who leaked these confidential memos from the president through his professor buddy to the media. He, too, knows that is illegal. I guess maybe he put this in his book so when they prosecute him, I didn't know it was illegal. Really? Really, James? So who was it who said it the other day, 6'8" and still can't touch the rim? Yeah, Comey, you're 6'8", can't touch the rim. Complete loser. So much garbage and fabrication in this book he wrote that the president just went off on him on Twitter. Just calling him a complete loser. You're a loser. What you've done is illegal. And he knows it. He doesn't care. These people operated with impunity for years under the Obama administration. They did what they want. Look at what Hillary Clinton did. Look what they did. Look what they lied about. Not only the emails, not only the illegal server, not only their freaking mobile devices that they smashed with hammers. Her chief of staff or whatever she was, Huma Abedin, with her pedophile husband, had confidential emails on his laptop because they shared it. This dude is in jail, not for sharing classified material or being in possession of classified material. He shouldn't have. It's because he was sexting a teenage girl while he was married. And I think him and his wife are still trying to reconcile. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what, Huma? You're just like your mentor, Hillary. Just like her. He went on to say, there's evidence of obstruction of justice or disloyalty to the United States, spy indications. Perhaps they shouldn't have known it. But without those, sloppiness, even extreme sloppiness, is handled through administrative discipline. Someone is not prosecuted. And I've gone through 50 years of cases. I don't know of a case where anyone has ever been prosecuted for just being careless, even extremely careless. And so, when the case was open, we know that history. And so the investigators knew that unless they found something that was a smoking gun, where someone told Secretary Clinton, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, or where she acknowledged it, where somehow there's an indication of her obstructing justice, the case was unlikely to be prosecuted. Just how they were with Mike Flynn, right? Because, obviously, he must have... Oh, wait, maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't even lie. And maybe they went after him and his son. There are two different sets of justice in this country. There's justice and social justice. And this is how a social justice warrior looks at things when dealing with his own cronies, with his former boss, with the people that he really likes. But if they don't like you, you get the book thrown at you and they will throw you under the jail. Look what they did to Petraeus. You know what he lied about? An affair he had. That's his deal. He was having an affair and they tried to destroy him. Not so much Clinton. So James Comey wants us to believe that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of the State, did not realize she was committing a crime by having a server where she conducted all of her email business. She didn't use the State Department once. She used her own private server. And they didn't even conceal it very well. At least the president and Loretta Lynch and those that communicated with her through that server, which they knew it was wrong too, they at least used good pseudonyms to try to pretend it wasn't them. But it was like @clinton.gov or something, some garbage. But she didn't know that was illegal. And she didn't know that when she was sending out classified material, it might get hacked. And even though they told her when she went to China with her mobile devices not to bring them, use a State Department issued one, she didn't listen. She took hers instead, and they all got hacked. Yeah. And then their mobile devices, they didn't know there was anything wrong done on them. That's why they all smashed them with laptops before the FBI could look at them. Yeah. Nothing says innocence like that. And that's why they put BleachBit on that server. They deleted as many emails as they possibly could, and then BleachBit it. Because you want to destroy any... Because they didn't know they were... She didn't know anything was wrong. She didn't know she was doing anything wrong. Comey, really? Really, James? That's why you're a joke. Even the lefties turned on you on Sunday's morning political propaganda shows. They've even turned on you because you're a clown. You're a lackey. You're even worse than that Michael Wolff guy who made up his whole book. Remember when Peter Strzok went and changed the language when he was talking with James Comey, so they did it so she couldn't be prosecuted? They made it extremely careless instead of something that she could be prosecuted for. Yeah, once again, they weren't looking out for her. Not one bit. Justice and social justice. I still don't believe anything's going to happen to Hillary. Nothing's going to happen to her. She came, she saw. They died. She lied. They don't care. She lies a lot. She doesn't care. You know why? Because all of you racists voted for Trump. You know, people that don't want black people to succeed or women to have rights or, you know, that kind of stuff. These people are despicable. Oh, we're not done. Speaking of a Clintonista, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, well, her Her IT team did a great job. We'll talk about that in hour number two. We've got a short segment. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris Eggs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Ready to eat bacon.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Ron Phillips today. Matt Locke has got the day off. He's out running around, packing things up, getting ready to head out west. Real, real women come equipped with scripts. And by the way, I don't think I ever said, but Ron, you obviously didn't know. That's Kid Rock lyrics. I know you're a big Kid Rock fan, aren't you?
I'm not a big Kid Rock fan, but that doesn't surprise me that those are his lyrics.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Ron's huge. He's lying. He's a huge Kid Rock fan. He'd have voted for him if he ran for Senate, pretty sure. He would have over Pocahontas. I'd vote for Kid Rock over Pocahontas. All right, so welcome back to the program. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. You've reached the final segment of the first hour. Okay? We're not done. We're just getting started. We've got a lot more to cover. In the next hour, we're going to get into the Imran Awan situation, a Pakistani-born IT aide of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We've talked about this before. There's a little few updates, some of the things going on. Trump tweeted out about him earlier. Remember when the Democrats are now suing the Trump administration and Russia and WikiLeaks? There's a thing called discovery. And he said, yeah, guess what? This opens you guys up. So now we're going to be able to go look at your stuff, too. And all of a sudden, where'd that lawsuit go? Ron, it kind of disappeared from the news. What happened? It's just gone. It disappeared. We'll get to that as well. Hey, before we do, though, I want to remind you guys here on the Conservative Cartel. I'm looking at the date. It is the 25th. May the 4th, known as Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you, is going to be a big day because we are giving away a Diamondback Firearms AR-15. That's right, here on the Cartel, we are giving away a Diamondback Firearms AR-15. For those of you listening across the country, if you want to get registered to win that AR, all you have to do is go to theconservativecartel.com. Theconservativecartel.com. The little pop-up window, when you get there, pops up. Don't go past it. That's how you register as a VIP. When you do that, you are automatically registered to win that AR-15. Now, local laws and things apply, so depending on where you live, certain states have certain rules, so depending on where you're at is whether you can win it or not. But if you're in an area where it's legal to have it, you absolutely can win that AR-15. Well, you have to be old enough. There's that. There's other rules and restrictions. Go to theconservativecartel.com. There, you can also buy our hats there with the fantastic logo, which people love. They're buying them. People are buying the cartel stickers as well. Oh, man, I have them in the other room. I should have brought them in so I could show you. Go to theconservativecartel.com, and you can see them right there. You can get the stickers and then the logo. You can buy that stuff. And remember, when you register as a VIP, not only does it register you to win that AR-15, you also get a discount. You have to read through it. Make sure you read through the information you get. You get a discount when you buy the hats or stickers or things like that, the merchandise we have. So there you go. Keep that in mind. If you want to win, once again, a great company, American-made Diamondback Firearms AR-15. Ron was showing, for those watching on the video on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, during the break, Ron was showing it. Oh, there it is again, too. Look at this, right there on my right shoulder. Look at that. There it is. Bam. On May the 4th, we're giving that away, so you better go get registered. Go do it now, theconservativecartel.com. Theconservativecartel.com. Go get registered. I've been begging Ron and Matt to let me register because I really want to win that gun. And they've told me I can register. I just can't win. I'm like, man, come on. So, you know, I'm so mad. I was like, that's it. I'm going to be out of here. I'm leaving. I won't even be there that day. I'm not even going to show up for that reason. Or I'm playing in a baseball tournament in Birmingham, Alabama. One of the two. Take your pick. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be like a Democrat. I'm going to be like James Comey. Complete loser. I'm just going to make up things. I can do that because I'm a loser. I'm James Comey. That would be Trump imitating James Comey because he's a complete loser. Not Trump. Trump's a winner. Comey, loser. Hillary, loo-hoo to her. Pocahontas, loser. Loo-hoo to her. Don't go away. We're going to get into the caravan of migrants waiting at the border of California now from Mexico. We got more Border Patrol agents that have been assaulted. We'll get to that. Oh, if we have time, we'll even get to Colexit. California gets the go-ahead to start collecting signatures to secede. What? The cartel rolls on. Hour number two. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.